Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Jesus, praise the Lord. Let's give Jesus a big, big hand of praise. Father, you do mighty things, and you do glorious things. Shall we lift up our voice and bless the name of Jesus, the God that does mighty things, and the God that does glorious things. Is he in our midst? Greater things he will do. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Blessed be your holy name. Let's thank him, the God that does mighty things, the God that does glorious things, the God of all possibilities, the God of miracles, the God of healing, the God of deliverance. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Give him glory. Please thank him from the depth of your heart. Lord, I give you thanks. I give you praise. Celebrate your holy name. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him glory. Father, we say thank you. Father, we say thank you. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Today shall be your day. In the name of Jesus. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter 6 and verse 2, the word of the Lord says, "For he said, I have heard in the time of accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Say, behold, now is the accepted time, and behold, now is the day of your salvation." 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2. Somebody say, now is. Louder you can say, now is. The loudest you can say, now is. You have heard it many time and time again. When your faith say yes, God cannot say tomorrow. When your faith says yes, God cannot say tomorrow. And the word of the Lord is saying that now is. Now is. May today be your day and my day. Amen. I say, may today be your day and my day. Amen. Lord, let today be my day of miracle. You are going to personalize it and pray for yourself. We are in a miracle banquet service. Let today usher me into the realms of miracles. The world of miracles. Unimaginable thing. Unusual things. Let today. Now is, today is your day of salvation. Now is. Please put your faith in the line. Talk to God. Lord, let today reach out to me, Jesus, by your word. Let today be my own day. Ale menu tiso nandele biasto vagabodia ya. Shangramando brobe histefaria. Let today be my day. Let today be my day. In this miracle banquet service, usher me into the realms of miracles, the miraculous. Let it be my experience. Let it be my reality. Today, by your word, Lord, by your word, Lord, turn the obstacles to miracles. Turn the test into a testimony. Let this service not leave me the same way I came. Are you sure you are talking to God? Are you sure you are expressing your expectation? What you don't expect, you cannot experience. Speak to the Lord right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, unto you we have come, and no one comes to you and remains the same, particularly when they come in faith. We are here believing you. All eyes are on you. And your word say, he that believeth shall not see shame. Lord, as we believe, let the blessing of this service answer for each and everyone. You have called it miracle banquet because that is what you are set to do. Let the miracles of each one be received in this service. Let it be tangible. Let it be real. Let it be touchable. Let it be feelable. Let it be practicable. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, do what only you can do. As the communion is administered, Lord, every power that resides inside the communion, let it find expression in this service. For all you do, we vow to give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are a believer in the house, you can say a loud amen. Give Jesus a big, big hand of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Please help me just speak to your neighbor to the left and right and tell them today is your miracle service. Tell another neighbor today is your miracle service. In Jesus' mighty name. Walking in dominion over sickness and disease is the series of teaching that we are looking at on our Sunday services. And today is going to be part two. Remember again, today is our miracle banquet service. Banquet simply means take as much as you want. Take as much as you want. So whatever you take in this service is as much as you want. Hallelujah. It means all things are available, but you take as much as you want. Praise the Lord. My prayer is that today shall be a day indeed that you and me will never forget. In Isaiah 25 verse 5, reading from 6 to 8. Isaiah 25 from verse 6 to 8, please. It said, and in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things. Can you see? As much as you want. A feast of wine on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wine on the lees, well refined. Everything on this table today is fully prepared for you. Hallelujah. He said, and he shall destroy in this mountain the face of covering that is cast over the people and the veil that is spread over the nations. And he went further to say, he will swallow up death in victory. I thought I'll hear you loud, amen. And the Lord will wipe away tears from all their faces. Say, including me. And he will rebuke of his people shall be taken away from off the earth. For the Lord has spoken. So these are not the saying of Pastor Matthew. These are the saying of the Lord. And the word of the Lord is yea and amen. Whatever is threatening your life, God will take it away.
Amen.
Your amen is not showing it.
Amen.
Whatever is threatening your life, God will take it away.
Amen.
In Psalm 30 and verse 5, the B part of it, it says, weeping may endure but for a night. It says, but joy is coming in the morning. Are we in the night or in the morning? Are you in the night or in the morning? So what will come this morning? What will come to you this morning? Say it as if you believe it. Say it louder as if you believe it. Say with me, my joy is coming this morning. And so shall it be for you. What is a miracle? Please pay attention very well. A miracle, first, is the finger of God at work in the affairs of man. The finger of God at work in the affairs of man. We saw that account in Exodus chapter 8, verse 16 to 19, when the Lord was moving through Moses, and all the acts that we saw in the land of Egypt. Moses was stretching forth his rod, and then all the lice that was all around the dust of the land just began to move all across. And everywhere, the Bible says there was lice, and then the beast and all the dust of the land became lice throughout the land of the Egypt. The rod. And the magician did also with their own enchantment to bring forth their lice, but they could not. So there was lice upon man and upon the beast. Verse 19. And then they exclaim, this is the finger of God. We can't explain it, but it looks like God's finger. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter number 11, verse 20, hear what the word says. It said, but if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. By the finger of God, demons cannot stand. That's what it's saying. The finger of God cast out devils. If finger can cast out devils, you can imagine the hand. Praise the Lord. God's finger shall be revealed in your life. Are you picturing the finger already? God's finger shall be straight towards you. I say God's finger shall be straight towards you. Every force of satanic affliction upon your life, as that finger is stretched, they will be finally over.
Amen.
What is a miracle? Number two, miracles are no accident. They are the deliberate acts of God in response to the desperate faith of man. The deliberate act of God. Somebody say deliberate. The deliberate acts of God in response to the desperate faith of man. Mark chapter 2 from verse 1 to 12. We saw the story of the paralytic man. They came into where Jesus was. The house was too full. And the same man that was paralyzed told them, please, you need to drop me from the roof. In verse 5, when the man dropped, Jesus saw their faith. The desperate faith of man. Now, what does that tell us? That tells us that miracles
is only for the desperate, not the passive. The desperate. How desperate you are will determine the kind of miracle you can experience. Miracles are not for passive Christians. They are for active Christians. Active. That faith of that man brought that man from paralysis. The Bible says, as you read down all throughout the way to verse 12, Jesus said, thy faith has made you whole. Thy faith. This your desperate faith that will not take no for an answer. You were not moved by the crowd. You didn't even pay attention to compliance. Now, can you imagine we now in church and we are seeing somebody tearing the roof? That's to show you how mad they were. Are you getting me now? You see that same account in the life of blind Bartimaeus, Mark 10, 46 to 42. Jesus was passing by, and then they told him, the son of David is passing. Do you mean Jesus? He said, yes. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. They beckon on him and they say, you know what? You need to take it easy. Huh? Those are what we call the sympathizers who cannot change your story, but they can only sympathize with you. They are not the best of friends. I don't need sympathizers. I need solution providers. The Bible says in verse 48, he cried the more. Somebody say desperate. Desperate. Somebody say desperate. Desperate. Somebody say desperate. Desperate. But he cried the more a great deal. Thou son of David. Hiya. People of God. Listen. If you relax, you will relapse. Matthew 11, verse 12, the kingdom of God suffered violent. And the violent. But, you know, we are told not to be violent, not the kingdom one. The kingdom violent is the right violent. It's not the violent that kills people. Is the violence that kills the devil. This kind of violence. This is the violence that destroys every obstacle in your life. Are you catching that now? Now, in case you are not aware, there are no land that is empty on this earth. Anything you want, somebody is already occupying it. Are you catching that now? Somebody is already occupying it. So if you must be an occupier, what must you do? You must deoccupy them. Satan will sit on your head until you tell him to get out. That is why you notice that Jesus said, I give unto you power to do what? To tread on serpent and scorpion, meaning serpents will be there. Scorpions will be there. But what do? You will tread. Desperate. Active. You see, the challenge with most believers is that we are too passive. That's the challenge with most believers. In fact, let me not use believers. Most Christians. Too passive. A lot of Christians are passive. They are religious in quotes. Are you catching that now? I have not seen a man who tasted a miracle who was a normal person. They were abnormal. They were abnormal. They were abnormal. Jesus had to tell this man, Mark chapter 10, the same way you read it, like we said, from verse 46 all the way to 52. Verse 52, he said, thy faith has made you. Not my faith. Thy faith. That means there's something about your faith that is different. There is something about you. You have done something different. That's why you have a different result. Somebody say, I hear. May you do something different this morning. What is miracle? Miracles are no accident. Number three, they are the acts of God provoked by the faith of man in confirmation of his word. In confirmation of his word. In confirmation of his word. The acts of God provoked by the faith of man in the confirmation of the word. Now, what does that tell us? Mark 16:20. And they went forth, you can read it from verse 17. Go into the word, preach the gospel. It said, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out demons. 17 all the way. Take up deadly things. It won't hurt them. They will speak in new tongues. He said in verse 20, and they went. They didn't sit. They didn't stay. They went forth preaching the word. Taking action on the word. And as they were doing it, the Lord was walking with them. Can you see that? The Lord was walking with them. The Lord was walking with them. Confirming the word with signs and wonders. There's a lesson to learn here. It simply means you cannot have a miracle if you don't have a word. The tool of every miracle is the word. The Lord was confirming the word. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 17, he said, take this rod by which you will command signs. He told Moses, take the rod. Somebody say the rod. Isaiah 11 verse 1, we are meant to know that that rod is Jesus Christ in principle. Jesus Christ in principle. And when you put that with John chapter 1 from verse 1, you can see that Jesus is the word. So no word, no miracle. Much word, more miracle. Don't tell me I'm expecting a miracle. Look for a word. What does the word say concerning the things that you want? Otherwise, you are a joker. You are what? May you not be a joker. Luke 5 from verse 5 to 8. Follow me quickly. Peter was frustrated as a fisherman. I've caught all night, nothing. Like somebody is here now. I've done all I can. I've done all I can. And nothing is working. It's not true. If you have done all this you can, everything should have worked. You have done all you know you can. There are some things you still don't know. Are we making sense? Stop saying I've done all I can. There are some things you don't know. He said, but nevertheless, at thy word, I will what? Let down my net. At thy word, acting on the word is the secret of the miraculous. Taking steps based on what God said, not what the doctor said, not what people said, not what the economy said. Are you catching that now? Taking step based on the word. So I pity Christians who don't have time for the word. Because you don't have the word. So in one of God's servant book, he said, to be wordless is to be signless. To be wordless is to be signless. To be wordless is to be signless. To be wordful is to be signful. Somebody say, I hear. Miracles are no accident. Somebody say, miracles are no accident. They are the supernatural manifestation in response to the bold declaration of the saints. bold declarations of the saints. Bold declarations of the saints. Bold declarations of the saints. Acts chapter 14 and verse 3. Long time about them, speaking boldly in the Lord, which God gave testimonies unto the word of his grace and granted signs and wonders to be done by the hand. Whatever is too big for your mouth is too big for your life. Whatever you cannot declare, it can manifest in your life. Bold declaration. Confidence in these things. Confidence. Declaring your confidence in God is very important. That is how we assess miracles. We are not declaring our fears. We are declaring our confidence. We are not declaring our fears. We are declaring our confidence. Is somebody catching what I'm saying? We are not declaring our fears. We are declaring what? Our confidence. I am confident in you. This one thing I know. You hear Paul will say things like, what shall separate me from the love of God? Romans 8, 35 all the way to 37. With temptation, with peril, with nakedness, with sword. Can you see that? He said, we are being saved for his sake to be killed at the day long. We are counted as sheep to be slaughtered. But not all of this. He said, nay, in all these things, confidence. I am more. Meaning, no matter the obstacle, there is still more in my life. There is still more for me. Can you see that? Confidence. And you are not timid saying it. You are saying it boldly. You are saying it confidently. Paul will stand and say, I can do all things through Christ. Philippians 4. You see that verse 13, verse 17. I can do all things. Confidence. Somebody say confident. Listen to me, not confident in yourself. Philippians 3:13. Confidence in God. Please put that on the screen. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13. It says, brethren, I count not myself to have attained. For this one thing I know, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before me, I press. May the Lord grant you grace to be confident. When you get to a point where your situation is more louder than your voice, you can't see a miracle. You have to get to a point where you keep shutting down the negative voice of the enemy, no matter what comes your way. Somebody say, I hear. What I'm simply saying to you, people of God, is that miracles are not happenstance. If there's any English word like that. Miracles are not what will happen. Miracles are deliberately enforced by faith. They are deliberate. Somebody say deliberate. Ask your neighbor, how deliberate are you today? How deliberate? Deliberate. You know, if God will do it, he will do it. If it is the will of God, it will happen. You see, those statements are statements of religious people. They are not statements of people who know their God. They that do know their God, they shall be strong. David saw Goliath. He didn't say, Goliath, well, if it is the will of God that I should overcome you, I will overcome you. But you know, I know my God will not fail. Shut up. David said, you uncircumcised Philistine. In other words, you are a bastard. You are threatening me. You are threatening my people. You are threatening my God. To God who make me. Today, I will cut your head off. Can you imagine such statement? In a 17 years old boy, and yet you are 35, you are crying because you are a woman. Shame. Shame. When you cry before your problem, you are simply telling the problem, your God can't do it. Is it wrong to cry? No. But share tears of joy. Are you hearing that now? Share tears of joy. Tears of joy. And even if you will cry, let it be a cry of faith. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. That's different from what will I do now? Oh Jesus, oh Jesus. He's different. He's different. We all cry, but we cry different cry. The cry of faith is the cry that will not say no for an answer until yes is delivered. Hallelujah. So we don't wish miracle. We walk it out. Somebody say, I don't wish miracle. I walk it out. Philippians 2 and verse 12, walk out your salvation. Walk it out, man. Walk out. Walk it out. Walk out your salvation. We fear and we trembling. We walk it out. We walk it out. Healing and deliverances are all characterized in the ministry of Jesus. No doubt. No doubt. Acts 10 and verse 38. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Jesus is still the same. Hebrews 13 and verse 8 is the same. He was doing it before, he will do it again. Do I have a witness in the house? He has moved before, he will move for you again. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, I am the Lord, I change it not. This audacity is what will make, it should make you go before God today and say, Lord, you have not changed before, you have not changed today, you won't change in my case. Somebody say, I hear. Somebody say, I hear. And in case you are not aware, he has promised you that he will restore health unto you. Jeremiah 30 and verse 7, I will restore. I will restore. I will. It's my will. Don't ask me, is this God's will? It is my will that you should have a miracle. This sign shall follow them that believe. Your life will not lack a miracle. Your life will not lack a miracle. I didn't hear you. I say your life will not lack a miracle. I say your life will not lack your miracle. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are spiritual. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 3. They are mighty in God to the pulling down of all strongholds. So among every other thing, we must not despise our weapon. Somebody say, I will not despise my weapon. Louder you can say, I will not despise my weapon. The loudest you can say, I will not despise my weapon. Very quickly, we want to look at the mystery of the communion as it empowers believers for dominion over sickness and disease. And then we'll begin to pray before we partake of the communion. The mystery of this communion table. What does this mystery have that empowers the believer over all forces of sickness and disease? In John chapter 6 and verse 57, that is where we took our Bible reading from this morning. It says, as the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall what? Live by me. He that eateth me, please look at it, even he shall what? That means as you take the communion, it sustains you. It will sustain you. It will sustain you. Somebody say amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 26. Just some background scriptures here. Very important, please. 1 Corinthians 11 And verse 26. Everybody, let's read together. One, two, go. For as often as you eat the bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Somebody say often. Somebody say often. Somebody say often. So often talks about as you want and as you like. As you want and as you like. We are not abusing it. He said as often. So whether it's in church or whether it's at home, as you want and as you like. And when you do, what are you doing it? You do show. He will leave you something to show. Amen. This communion will show in your life. Amen. I said this communion will show in your life. Amen. I said this communion will show in your life. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. The power of the communion this morning will show in your life. The power of the communion this morning will show in your life. So the Holy Communion is a kingdom toast for strength, for health, and for longevity. Please take note of that. A kingdom toast. The first day I met Bishop Oyedepo in his house, I was shocked. That day, I learned a lesson. Then they have not moved to the mandate. Some of us know where mandate is. At the other side, then they were still very much the house that was very close to the 50,000 seater. And then we were privileged then as pastors. We needed to go and do something as the foreign minister. And they said it would be good for God's servant to see us so that they can bless us. So, privilege, we got into the gate. We got into the sitting room, and here was my master, my boss, and was coming down from the staircase. And when he came down, guess what he asked them? He touched one of them. He said, have you offered them the communion? First experience, huh? Oh, no, no, no. Oh, go and get a communion for us. Wow. And they got communion. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take it as a toast for health, for strength, and for vitality. Men of God, serve yourself. Everybody. That was our coffee. You know when you go to people and you say, do you have a copy of the tea? It was communion that was our tea and coffee. The glory of men is in their stories. That day I learned a lesson. It just stood on me. Keep offering people Coke and Fanta in your house. Say, Pastor, I've teach you something now. As you give them tea and coffee, what should you give them again? Thank you. They say, what is this? It's for health, it's for strength, and for what? Thank you. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 30. That I can't forget that experience in my lifetime. That was my first time of meeting him in a relaxed way. And the only thing he offered was communion. The other time we met, I won't tell you what we did again. Very shocking experience. The second time I met him was in his office. Oh, the missionaries are going. Oh, let them come, let them come. And as they come, get on your knee. Bring me the oil, Father. And started pouring oil on my head like this. That was the day I was ordained to full time. At 1:20 a.m. In 2010, I was shocked. Pouring oil. Whatever works in my hand, works in your hand. Go and take territories as I take territories. Go and take kingdoms as I take kingdoms. I can't forget those experiences. I know them. If you come to my Bible even now, it's written in the front of my Bible. Because I chant them and use them as prophetic word from time to time. Man, people who are victorious, they are not doing all these casual things some of us are doing. Just having fun. And yet, you want a miracle. This weapon will work in your hand. I said, this weapon will work in your hand. I said, this weapon will work in your hand. Number two, the Holy Communion empowers us to live like Christ in spirit, in soul, and in body. John 6, verse 53 to 54. It empowers us to live like Christ. It empowers us to live like Christ. Jesus said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of the blood, he said, you have no life in you. But whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life. Verse 54, eternal life. And eternal life is immune to sickness. Eternal life is immune to satanic affliction. Number three, the Holy Communion is made up of, as we all know, two major elements, the bread, which is the flesh, and also what? The blood. So we have the bread, which is the flesh. We also have what? The blood. Matthew 26, verse 26, all the way to 29. And as Jesus were eating, Jesus took the bread. He was sitting with them. He took the bread. So please, those of you who always like to be religious, come out of your religion. It was from the bread they were eating that Jesus took from. Say, my own bread must come from Jerusalem. Stay there. Say, this, somebody was asking, I was just looking at the person. He said, excuse me, Pastor, the communion you serve in your church, where do you get it from? Does it come from Jerusalem? I said, no. It's not from Jerusalem, it's from Nigeria. So you are serious. You better wake up, my friend. It was the bread they were eating from. The one you heard this morning. Some of you have heard bread this morning. It was from that one. Jesus just took it. He didn't say special bread. No. What make it special was when he took it and blessed it. That's the difference. Some people, they want to take communion. Bread is not in their house. And they say, please, get me some biscuit. Get me some biscuit. As I take this biscuit, this is. Are you catching that now? Let's not be religious about this thing, please. Let's be open. He took from what they were having. Somebody say, I hear. The Bible says, he blessed it. He said, take, eat. This is my body. Matthew 26. Verse 26, take it. And immediately he blessed it. He didn't say, this is bread. I want to teach you something here. He didn't say, this is bread. What did he say? After he has blessed it. So after we bless this communion, what is it? It's the body. Do you know why? Everything that Adam called them, that was the name that they bear. Whatever you call it, that's what it answers. The same thing. He took the drink, gave thanks, and gave it to them. But all these things are there, verse 27. And gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. Can you see that? Verse 28. For this is my wine. He said, this is my blood. May your understanding be open. So before we pray quickly, what is in the bread, the flesh? Let's pick up these three things. Number one, the bread is likened to be the rod of God. The rod of God that swallows up the rod of the magician. Many of you are familiar with that story. The rod of Moses, Exodus 7, verse 11 to 14. The rod of Moses swallowed up all the rod of the magician. So whatever is the magician kind of thing going on in your system, as you take this communion, they will be swallowed up. Amen. I thought I would hear your loud amen. Amen. I said, I thought I would hear your loud amen. Amen. Death shall be swallowed up. Cancer shall be swallowed up.
Amen.
Sickness shall be swallowed up.
Amen.
Affliction shall be swallowed up.
Amen.
Whatever you want swallowed up this morning, they shall be swallowed up in the name of Jesus. Number two, he represents the miracle meal. Somebody say miracle meal. Louder, you can say miracle meal. That neutralizes all forms of poisons in our body. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 39 to 41. Please note that down. Master, there is death in the pot. Oh, death in the pot? Elisha said, bring me a meal. As they brought the meal, he put it inside the pot. And voila, the poison was neutralized. Most of the things that is going on in our body are inside. So as we take the communion, the miracle meal goes inside your body and begin to do what? Neutralizes. Didn't you hear the testimony of the lady? After everything was done, they told her she must take out the two breasts. Why? Because they are cancerous. But when she went into spiritual ministration, she said, later on, we went for a CT scan, and they said they are no longer cancerous. What happened? Something went in. Something swallowed up something. The same way something will swallow up something that is inside you. Everything negative that is buying in your system, as we take this communion, they shall be swallowed up in victory. Please say a louder amen. What else? Is an eye-opening miracle meal. Luke 24, verse 30 to 31. Jesus offered the communion to them. The Bible says their eyes were what? Open. Their eyes were open. So get ready. Whatever is confusing you, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. God will open your eyes.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
I said God will open your eyes.
Amen.
By this communion, you will never be confused again. So number two, what is in the blood? Quickly, what is in the blood? The nature of Christ that is immune to sickness and disease is in the blood. The nature. Remember, according to Leviticus 17:11, he said the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. So John 6:54 tells us, whosoever eateth my flesh, John 6:54. If you eat my flesh and you drink my blood, 54 please, and you drink my blood, you have eternal life. The life of the flesh is in the blood. So when you eat the flesh and you drink my blood, you have what? Eternal life. And that life is immune to sickness, to disease, and afflictions of the devil. So what you are doing today is also what we call like a blood transfer, a blood transfusion, the blood of Jesus coming into your blood. And you know the blood of Jesus is very sanctified. It's clean. So we share the same blood group with Jesus through the mystery of the communion. We share the same blood group. Somebody say, I share. So whatever is not in the blood of Jesus will no longer be in your blood again. I thought I would hear your loud amen.
Amen.
What more? Picture that the blood in this communion is likened to be the white blood corpuscles. In the human body, the white bloods are the one that defends our body against the assault of sickness and disease. True of us? Those who are doing science, am I lying? So you have red blood and you have what? White blood. So just picture that Jesus' blood is the white blood. So every assault of sickness and disease, as I am taking it, the white blood will be fighting it. The white blood will be fighting it. God is a master surgeon, sir. I'm telling you the truth. That is why, have you noticed? Sometimes you are sick, you don't take medication and you get well. Do you wonder? What did you do? The way God created our body can take care of itself. Yes, our body has an immune system that fights against disease. God is a master surgeon. It's just that by way of life and by way of laxity and all kind, a lot of us have lived our lives so much so that our immune system are so down. So when sickness comes, nothing is fighting it. That is why our body breaks down. But no more. I said no more. I said no more. I said no more. How many of you can picture all the things I'm saying right now? Can you picture all the things I'm saying? So as we round up, all we need to do is to come to the table in faith. Somebody say faith. Let's approach this mystery in faith. Romans 14, 23. Whatever is not of faith is sin. Whatever is not of faith is sin. Let's believe everything that this thing can do. Luke 1:45. Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of the things that were told her. It's a new dawn for you. You will have something to show. I say you will have something to show. As we take this communion, it will show in your body. It will show in your career. It will show in your family. It will show in your health. Please, if you receive that, say louder, amen. Give Jesus a big, big, big hand of praise. Hallelujah. So are you ready to partake of this miracle meal? Is the question. Please come in faith. And do you know what? In case you have a family member that is not here, take on their behalf. Please don't abuse it, but we permit today. So what you do is you take one for them. Are we making sense? You take your own, but what do you now do? You take, don't take two, take one. And if you need more, go and do multiplication in your house. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Rise up on your feet. Say with me as I partake of this miracle meal. Louder you can. As I partake of this miracle meal. Miracle begins in my life. Miracles begins in my life. Let me show you this and it will bless you. Because somebody say, Pastor, my own is not sickness now. I'm not sick. What has this got to do with me? 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 16. Look at this quickly. 1 Corinthians 10, 16. Look at this quickly. On the screen, let's read one to go, everyone. And the cup of blessing, which we bless, is not the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? So this communion is called the communion of blessing. Do you need blessing? Okay. So, Lord, my own is not sickness, but as I take this communion, I connect with my blessing this week. Are we making sense now? So that you don't exempt yourself from what we are doing here. Lift up your hands and give God thanks. If anything I've come across, you can see better, you can see better, you can see brighter. Father, thank you for opening my eyes. So what owes in the communion? I give you thanks. I give you praise. I give you glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please, this is very important and we need to get it out of the way. If you look at the Bible very well, you will notice that Jesus never gave public people communion. He only gave it to his disciples. And the reason is because it does not work for the sinner. It doesn't. It does not work for the enemies of God. It works for children of God. So even those of you who will take it and go and give the person in the house, ask them, are they born again? If they say no, lead them to Christ first, please. Are we making sense? That's not when you go and say, well, they say I should give, it didn't work. We are telling you now what to do. Ask them, are you born again? You say, no, I've not given my life to Christ. Okay, we need to lead you to Christ, and then you will take this communion. And that's what I want to do in this service. Please, there should be nobody in this service who should not be blessed, except you exempt yourself. So you can start by surrendering your life to Jesus. We are not forcing you, but we are only telling you what is the blessing to your life. Jesus is the best thing that can ever happen to you. Somebody say, I hear. Please give me the privilege. You want to be saved?
you want to be born again, you want to dedicate your life to Christ, please come towards the altar area. We'll pray for you and the Lord bless you. You come towards the altar area. Come towards the altar area. You want to rededicate. I'm pleading with you. Please hear this voice wherever you are a young man, you are a young woman, young girl, young boy. Please come. Let's pray for you. Come. Let's pray for you. Come. Let's pray for you. Church, clap your hands for Jesus. I want to believe the ministers are everywhere. So we get ready, please. Please come. Let's pray for you. Quickly. Come. Let's pray for you. 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 Pastor, pray with me. I need a new chapter with Jesus. A new life with Christ. I want to totally surrender. I need the forgiveness of sin. I want Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of my soul. Please, wherever you are, let's pray. I'm still waiting for you in a few moments. A few moments. A few moments. Please come and let's pray for you. Church, one more time, give Jesus a big hand of praise. Are you ready to take the communion? Father, in the name of Jesus, all that have been said are true and they are not lie. Your word are yea and amen. As we take this communion, we are taking it differently and we are taking it with desperate faith that every miracle on the communion table, it becomes our portion today. As we take this communion, sickness is swallowed up. Death is swallowed up. All kinds of affliction is swallowed up in the name of Jesus. Let the miracle expectation of your people be met in this service. The Bible says we do show. Let this communion show in our life as we take it this morning in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please, church, take your seat and they will lead you to where your point is and you go and take the communion and you shall be blessed. Those of us in front that you want us to pray for you, please place your hand on your chest and say this word with me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today in total surrender. Have mercy on me. Wash me with your precious blood and give me a new beginning. I receive you, Jesus, as the Lord and the Savior of my soul in Jesus' name. I pray for you right now that same grace that I brought you to make this decision, it will keep you in this race for life. You are not going back to your vomits. You are not going back to your old life. The new life becomes your portion. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please open your eyes. God bless you. You have made a very powerful decision. Go with our friends. Let them help you with the decision you have made. Choir, we are going to sing his praise, miracle provoking praise, as you are led. Please, they lead you. Go to your various points and take your communion. We are doing this in the next 5 minutes, please. And then we'll begin to harvest testimony. Hallelujah. Let's go. Choir, sing his praise. Please don't go to the table casually. Go praying and go desperate for the miracle that you desire. You are blessed.
Creator of the universe, what can't you do?
You take your communion, you go back to your seat, and you stand on your seat, so we know you have been, we have taken care of you. Only those that have not taken should be seated, so you can be led to go and take your communion. Once you have taken, go back to your seat and just stand at your seat position, so we know that you have been taken care of. God bless you. Please go in faith. Communion in faith. Declare.
miracle. I receive my miracle. I receive my healing. I receive my deliverance. You are naming it and you are thanking God for it. Celebrate God for your miracles. Celebrate God for your miracles. Receive anything, what you are believing God for, begin to thank God for it. Please drop your empties with the bowl that has been passed. God bless you. Give him thanks. 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 Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah for the Lord. Imagine. Hallelujah for the Lord our God, the Almighty.
I want you to lift up your voice wherever you are and begin to call your miracles out. Begin to call it out. Anything you have received, begin to call it. Everybody's miracle item is different. If your own is healing, begin to call it. I call for my healing. I no longer have this disease. I no longer have this issue. Nightmare is over. Nightmare is over. Fear is over. The spirit of fear over. That trauma is over. That growth disappears from my body. Begin to call it, call it, call it. Don't look at your neighbor. You call your own miracle. Call it. What you call is what will come. He said, this, begin to call it, 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 begin to call it. I receive it now. I receive it this week. My miracle now. My miracle this week. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have declared. If you have declared it, say louder, amen. Amen, amen means let it be. Say the loudest, amen. Amen. Whatever name you have named your miracle, it shall be a reality in your life. It shall be a reality in your hand. It shall be a reality in your business. I welcome you to your world of miracles. I welcome you to your world of the miraculous. You may not be able to explain it, but nobody will be able to deny the miracles in your life. Somebody receive it with a loud amen. This day is declared for you your day of miracles. This week is declared for you your week of miracles. Every obstacle is taken off the way in the name of Jesus. You are healed in Jesus' name. You are free in Jesus' name. You are delivered in Jesus' name. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Beginning from now, it will show in your life. It will show in your life. It will show in your body. It will show in your finance. It will show in your household. In the name of Jesus. That devil will not stop you again. That devil will not stop you again. That obstacle cannot stop you again. In the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. He called it a cup of blessing. I call it right now. From now, be blessed in the name of Jesus. That blessing makes rich and have no sorrow. Therefore, concerning you, sorrows are over. They are over. They are over. They are over. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. This week, you shall be shed in tears of joy. I welcome you to your season of the miraculous. I welcome you to your day of the miraculous. I welcome you to your week of the miraculous. Somebody receive it with a loud amen. Lift up your hands and give God thanks. It is done. The growth is no more. The pain is no more. The disease is no more. No more. That medical report has changed. You are returning back to testify. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is where Jesus deserves a big round of applause. A big clap offering. He deserves it. Come on, clap your hands. Celebrate the Lord for the victory you have received. If you have received any victory, give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Choir, you still sing us some praise song, just 1-2 minutes. So we do two things. We are going to welcome those who are here for the very first time with your bags, your Bible, anything you come with church with. You come towards the altar because we want to pray for you from the altar. At the same time, you may have come to church with one form of symptoms, but suddenly you can find out that it has changed. You came with a headache that has disappeared. You came with a pain and now you can move. Please, we want to hear your testimony. The ministers are going to be staying at this side. You come register your testimony there so we can jot it down. While we are doing that, everyone, just begin to celebrate. Join us, sing, because your miracle has landed. Help me ask your neighbor, have you received miracles in this service? What is their response? So it will show as you give God thanks. Choir, let's go. And all our first timers come towards the altar. 2 minutes, let's go. Hallelujah. All first timers come towards the altar. Let's receive it.
Hallelujah.
All first timers, please come towards the altar.
Hallelujah.
Please come and meet our ministers. We'll jot down your testimony. And please, we'll record it. We'll record it for you. If you have a testimony to share. Everybody rejoice. Everyone rejoice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121 622 1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.